Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining today. This hour is brought to you by my friends at Monument Grills. I was just cooking on my Monument Grill last night. I tell you what, that is a great way to cook some burgers, throw on a steak, and they get hot enough if you want to cook a pizza. Throw it on a pizza stone, and that's an accessory that might come with the grill that you're purchasing. So take a look at that. To find out more, head to monumentgrills.com. Today, in our midweek update, I wanted to make sure that we touched on a bunch of different stuff. And there's some stuff that's going through the Senate right now, and I jumped over to try to find some more information about this. This is the Road to Housing Act of 2025, and it just passed through the Senate Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee yesterday on July 29th, 2025, if you're listening on the podcast here. Now, they're trying to work on ways, and this is a bipartisan bill, which means it could be bad for everybody, but they're trying to pass some basically new rules to help us get more affordable housing out there. So I think that's cool. I think it's a good idea. The biggest problem we have, though, out there in many of the states, especially with us out west, and especially on the left coast out here, is that we have things like the urban growth boundary and things that were designed to stop sprawl so we could have our beautiful mountains, except we have a shortage of land. So in many of our states out here, like the state I'm in here in Oregon, we have a 2 or 3% vacant land rate out there that's buildable. So we have all this acreage, but nobody can build on it. I was just talking to a buddy who is a builder. Actually, he's a really well-known remodeler in my area. He came out here from North Carolina. He ended up wanting to buy 10 acres here so he could put some homes on it and didn't realize that you couldn't put homes on it, even though it was very close to a urban area. It's because they wouldn't let you. And so we have that out here if it's not in your state. Many of the eastern states don't have that. But the problem we have, too, is that a majority of our land here in the state of Oregon, for instance, and even in the state of Washington, is state or federal land. So it'll never be there to be built on. So where many states on the East Coast have 3 to 10%, we have a majority of it out here, which is good that it's going to protect it. But the problem is, yeah, we've got a lot of land that you can't build on. So reading through this bill and what's here in it, like everything in Washington, D.C., it's probably going to change 100 times between now and the fall where it goes through. But they've got a lot of little stuff in here, like rental assistance demonstration plans, increasing housing and opportunity zones, Whole House Repair Acts, which is a HUD pilot program to support state and local whole home repair programs. I like this. To provide grants and forgivable loans to homeowners and landlords for home repairs. I think that's great. Some of this stuff here looks like it could be easily construed and made into special projects for cities that have less than optimal local government. That's an issue that I see. But what I see is there's some stuff here that's cool. Streamlines review for broad range and housing related activities. There's a lot of these kind of things. And I like it. Accelerating Home Building Act, which provides grants to local governments and tribes to select or implement pre-reviewed housing designs for ADUs, duplexes, townhomes to streamline affordable housing construction. I like that. That's pretty cool. Those are things that we need to do. The Build More Housing Near Transit Act. I don't know about you, but in my area here, because of crime, because of the schedule, because of everything else, our transit is seeing less and less people use it. I think it's many times because of the crime in my area, Portland. That's no secret to you out there that we have become a dumpster fire of the United States here. And this was a beautiful city when I moved to it. And there's a reason why I don't live in that county as well. And I stay outside of the city. Now, here's another thing that they've got in here, which I like. So, Manufactured Housing for America, the Housing Supply Expansion Act. It eliminates the permanent chassis requirement for manufactured homes, which means it's going to really give us space here where people can put in beautiful manufactured homes that will really be able to do something great and be affordable. I think manufactured homes or factory-built homes are what's going to be the future here for many of us, especially for entry-level housing. I think it's smart. Many of the new homes that you're seeing are built better than what many of the large national builders are building in these things. They're just a better built house. They're quality. They're healthier. So there's a lot of little things in here. Creating incentives for small dollar loan originators, small budget mortgage points and fees. There's a lot of little things here. This is one that I think is going to be interesting as well. The Appraisal Industry Improvement Act, which is going to reform appraisal licensing and training, enhance standards for FHA-approved appraisers, adds flexibility for training appraisers, and authorize grants to support appraisal workforce development. That's awesome. I like it. So there's a lot of different things in here. Is the Choice in Affordable Housing Act. There's a lot of little pieces in here for low-income stuff, and I like that. I think there's a lot more that could happen here. So we need to have really going through here. I think there's a great thing that we can be doing here with this. There's a lot of VA stuff, but I think what we're missing in here that I just really don't see is that we need to work out a way with our state and local governments to make sure that they've got enough land available to build on. And I think that's something they need to put in here. I think it's a big issue. I think in places here where we do have protections, I think we need to find, we all love our wildlife. We all like going for a hike. I'm not saying we teared out national parks and put housing in there, but I'm also saying that we should be working with the state and federal government and the state government and local governments working together to make sure that we have enough land out there to build on, because that's another issue. They do have stuff in here as well that talks about taking empty commercial buildings, moving them into housing. I think that's smart as well. Heck, the downtown core of Portland's a ghost town in many places. They should be putting those into condos, affordable condos. That might help people out a lot. So the problem that we have is we have a lot of different people like home builders. We have a lot of different people that got their hands in the pot here. And anytime that's going through our legislatures, anytime that's going through government, there's a lot of special interests involved here. I really hope that this can help. And I think they really need to work on some of these other programs to really help people get into those homes, stay into those homes, and more importantly, make them affordable. But passing some federal stuff is not going to really make them affordable. In that, what we need to be doing is working with our local governments to make sure that you don't have a $70,000 bill when you turn your plans in, that land is affordable to get in your area. And I'm not talking about getting a waterfront lot. I'm talking about in an infill lot in the middle of the city. We should be working to get these things dialed in for everybody. Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a 2-in-1 sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart. If I
could dream. Are you a small business owner? Has business slowed down? How is your website? Does it look like it's seen better days and those are behind it? It's time you fix it with SciPipe Designs. My friend Johnny, that you've heard on this show each week, yeah, that's him playing in the background, is my go-to web designer that understands how to get your website and web traffic where it needs to be, and that's making you money. If you want personalized service at a much lower price than those big companies out there, Check him out at sitehypedesigns.com. If you want a rockstar website to turn your business around, you gotta hire the rockstar. Just wait till you see my website coming soon. It's absolutely amazing. Contact Johnny at sitehypedesigns.com before it costs you even more money. Let's get that business turned around.
Now, it's funny. Last week, I was talking about HGTV and some of the crazy things that are going on, and I gave my 2 cents. And I'm happy to put that out there because Deadline, which is another great website for stuff that's going on in the media out there as well, they dive into HGTV is looking to become sexier as property crisis hits cable television. They go through all the shows that are canceled. We've talked about that. But there is one thing that they say here, which is so typical of our home improvement television shows that are not This Old House. Here's some quotes of sources that revealed this to Deadline, and it shows you exactly what the problems are. The more I look into this, the more I can see that you have TV hosts that are personalities, that are out of control, that are running their own shows, which to me hasn't provided us with the best content. I don't watch HGTV anymore. I used to watch it just to catch up what's going on. So when you people out there, my friends of the show, ask me questions about it, that I have the answers for you. But guess what? Probably 2 years ago, people stopped asking questions, which means people stopped watching. And the problem is that we have these big personalities that many of you, we have the smartest audience here in home improvement that look and go, oh, you say you're a designer, but you're not a designer. Oh, I can tell you how you're holding that trial. That trowel, you have never set tile before. These things show up in these shows. And the problem is, and this is a quote that I looked at that I went, okay, here is a confirmation of the problem that I've thought. Home rental shows are expensive because all the materials are jacked up on the delay. And on delay, the price of wood and marble and everything else is going up, so these shows don't make as much sense anymore. Stuff wouldn't arrive on time. We had wood floors, for instance, that would come in 6 weeks after we started production. And then we're also depending on contractors. Everyone knows if you're doing construction in your home, you never come in on budget. So try to apply it to a show that has a strict budget. One producer who makes renovation shows for the network told Deadline, some of our episodes took 16 weeks to shoot. It's more labor intensive than doing a real estate show. Here's the problem. You've got producers and hosts that are running these job sites like they're a TV production. If they were running these like a actual job site for once, guess what would happen? The materials would be on the site before they showed up. Everything would be there. You'd have a garage full of stuff. They'd come in, they'd do the show. Of course, there's things that you might have to order later or figure out, but if the flooring is showing up 6 weeks into production, they shouldn't have taken that into production. That episode shouldn't have been in production. They should have ordered the materials, got it there, got everything on like you would a normal project. So I think that's the big issue right there. You're seeing Home and Garden TV running these things like it's a TV production, and they're forgetting how to run a job site. And I think that's because many of these people haven't run job sites before. That would explain what's going on. Now, a bunch of recalls out there this week. iMirror recalls electric bug zapper. Say that again. iMirror Inc. recalls electric bug zapper racket, fly swatter, and mosquito swatter due to shock hazard. That's not awesome. The next one up here, there's a lot of bikes and a lot of stuff up there. A lot of battery things. Curtis International recalls Frigidaire brand mini fridges due to fire and burn hazards. More than 700,000 reported in property damage. These things look like tiny little mini vintage fridges. There's about 634,000 of those things. There's a lot, so be careful there. Winston Products recalls 5/8-inch Hydrotech expandable burst-proof hoses due to risk of impact hazard and temporarily impaired hearing. 3.6 million of these retractable Hydrotech hoses sold at Ace Hardware, Do It Best, Home Depot, Walmart. Watch out for those. And of course, what we talked about last week, the big above ground pool recall. Best Way Intex Polygroup recalls certain above ground pools. So deaths reported, injuries reported. Take a look at those. We have a great show coming up this weekend. I've got two shows. There were requests from people like you that went into our website at aroundthehouseonline.com and said, hey, can you talk about this? So we have some special requests coming up this weekend. All right, everybody, I got to get going. I'm getting ready to pack up because I'm heading out for some R&R time this weekend, which I'm looking forward to. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning into Around the House. We'll see you on Saturday.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you. Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home, or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.